Wind picking up out here just a bit, making it nice here on the grounds here at the 2025 Half Century of Progress. Your official voice for the show is WITY, Ileana's Farm Choice. Chad Baker out courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Got an old friend I've cornered out here with Almond Auctions. It's Tyson Reed. Tyson, how we doing?
Doing pretty good today. Can't beat this weather.
We can't. Now, we got to let people know that we go way back to previous lives. You know, mine previous to Danville, yours previous to Almond Auctions over in Nokomis. And at one point in time, you had long hair, dreadlocks even.
Yes, I did.
And, of course, ape hanger motorcycle.
Yep, wild style for sure.
You still have that, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't just randomly get rid of those things.
You can't.
But you've bridged over into the ag world, as I have, over in Danville. And, of course, you're now over in Nokomis with Almond Auctions. And, well, first, let's talk a little bit about that trek. What led you over to Almond Auctions and more of the auction world from selling motorcycles at retail price, retail new?
Well, so that's where I cut my teeth, per se. And then I transitioned to a marketing company after that, and that led me to Almond Auctions. Kurt met with us one day at the marketing agency, and he realized he needed somebody in-house full-time to do it at the scale they were doing it at, and it just made sense for me to make that move at the time. It helped me grow, and it was a good transition for me, and I kind of like auction stuff. I mean, it's a lot of fun. You never know what you're going to see, whether it's tractors or firearms or crazy huge farm toy collections. It's everything.
I should have probably prefaced that you are what I would consider a marketing guru. You went from motorcycles to regular marketing, helping folks out now with auctions. And yes, you look like you're having a ton of fun diving into the folks' collections that they're bringing you, whether that's, you know, pop culture items, whether that's toys, whether that's equipment. What have you? I'm sure you see all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you name it, really. We get there's giant collections of Beanie Babies that we try to pass on sometimes, and then you also got, you know, people inherited their dad's collection that he's collected his entire life, and they know nothing about it, and they're kind of, you know, stressed out on what to do. And so we provide that service, and it's peace of mind. They know their stuff's getting taken care of, and you know, we're going to maximize the value of their assets, because, you know, a lot of this stuff, let's be honest, it's their entire life savings is invested in a lot of this stuff.
Well, not to mention that there is a little bit of emotional baggage that comes with some of that stuff. You know, I mean, yeah, it's nice for some people to have and inherit some of that stuff. But whenever you're inheriting somebody else's life and trying to figure out a place for it, decisions have to be made.
Yes. It's definitely a major life transition, whether it's for the immediate family or in-laws or however it might end up. It is a big task at hand sometimes.
And for those that are out there listening and the potential consumers that love coming to auctions, that is where it becomes pretty fun, and to see what they can get their hands on. Maybe they find that some of those collections have that lost gem that may be part of their collection, and that's where you guys come in.
Yeah, that's what we do every day. We treat everybody's stuff like it's our own, like we tell everybody, and that's our job. We're on the same team. The sellers, we're on your team. We maximize the value of your stuff. Also, when it gets very specialized, like these antique tractors, for example, before this job, I had no idea the scale of this hobby, the money that goes into it, the effort, the passion. I mean, if you're a collector out there, I mean, I think we all share the same kind of passion in collecting. It's the hunt, and it's the, when you find it, that's great, but then there's always something else you want to go try to find.
We're always hunting and gathering some things. I know that's, I've had that discussion more than once today. So let's talk about maybe some of those gems that you guys come across here, because you're not just here in Illinois. You have folks that come from all over the place, especially in this digital world now where a lot of auctions are online. Folks have access to it. Click of a button, hey, can you send this to Pennsylvania? Can you send this to Idaho? It's just really opened up the world here from the conventional auctions and that we knew growing up, where it was, you know, five guys in a box and, you know, everybody talks fast, so you get a little break in there. But obviously that has its challenges, but it has its advantages too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we We started to transition more over to full-time online-only auctions right before COVID, and that just happened to happen at the time that we were phasing out of it, really. We had been trying to push online more and more. It's just more cost-effective for the sellers. We can reach way more people that way. And then, yes, like you said, everybody has the Amazon frame of mind. They know you can ship it or haul it, bid on it, buy it from the convenience of their own home. That's just the direction it was going. I know we all like to get together outside in the yard and hang out and listen to the auctioneer talk, but sometimes it's not what's best for business for both the, you know, the seller or the buyer sometimes. So yeah, there's pros and cons to both.
Sell a few less cups of coffee with that.
Yeah, no more free hot dogs.
Absolutely. So let's, before we wrap up with you here, Tyson, let's talk about maybe some of those gems, some of the rare things that you have come across, some of the fun things, because it doesn't all necessarily come from the world of ag, but maybe give us a couple gems from that and a couple gems from outside that you've come across here.
Well, we had recently had some movie props come in. One that stands out to me in particular was a blunderbuss gun from the Pirates of the Caribbean movie franchise. Wow. Which was really a neat item that came in. The consigner had worked at basically a Hollywood firearm agency that, you know, provided props, and he kept what he kept over the years and had one to sell, and so we sold that. And we've actually had a couple movie cars that we've sold. A guy is downsizing his business, and he provides, you know, background prop movie cars from Yellowstone in 1923. He had a bunch of cars in that. We sold those last year. So, I mean, yeah, it's crazy the stuff that comes through.
Incredible. And, of course, you've got stuff like that with agriculture as well, because who knows what folks have sitting in a barn somewhere or in a garage or in a basement. And some of that stuff hasn't seen the light of day in 30, 40, 50 years.
No, you're right. That's the mystery, I guess. And a lot of people say they'd love to have our job because we get to go crack open those barn doors that have been shut for 30, 40 years, and we get to dust off the dust and get to see that stuff firsthand. And I think that's part of the excitement about the job.
So do I envision that there's going to be a video series or video blog at some point in time that's going to join what you got? Because I know the creative side of you maybe have those wheels turning at times here.
Oh, yeah. I'm always trying to think outside the box. And there's, I mean, we have the content here for sure, and it's always something different. So we have that going. So I don't see why we can't expand into that anytime.
Very good. Well, for folks that want to reach out to Auburn Auctions and either have you guys evaluate what they have or maybe to even get invested in some of these auctions that you have coming up here and maybe see what you have, what's the best way to reach out?
You can check us out online. It's AubenAuctions with an S .com, or you can give us a call at the office. The number is 217-563-2523. Our physical office is located in Nokomis, Illinois. If you're ever through, feel free to stop by. A lot of cool stuff to look at there usually all the time. But, yeah, we're pretty easy to find.
Go over and check out that nice big mural. Is the mural over in Witt still there?
I believe so.
The woman on the motorcycle?
Oh, yeah, it's there.
Okay, there you go. That way you have a couple things that you can hit on the way over there. So in between, it's between Hillsboro and Pena, isn't it?
Yep, exactly.
It's been a little while since I've ventured over there on Route 16 in that neighborhood. So, Tyson Reed with Auburn Auctions, thanks for joining us. Always fun to catch up with you.
Thanks a lot. It's good to see you.
Good seeing you as well. We've got more from the 2025 Half Century of Progress out here on the showgrounds in Rantoul coming up here on your home for Half Century of Progress reports, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, Chad Baker for WITY.